You're listening to Winning at Life, live financial news talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Welcome to the show. It's the Money Show. So we're going to talk about the markets, what's going on, about a company that just raised another $1 billion. You probably have heard of them. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. It's like, kind of wow, considering what was going on with them a couple years ago, having the ability to raise capital like that. You as an investor have to like how things are going, and we'll talk about that tonight as well on how do you plan for going forward with your money. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's one of the great things we've accomplished over 11 years now. This past Saturday, we did our anniversary show for our 11th year, gave out some winnies, the awards show. We actually won a couple of the awards, and no, it is not self-dealing.
Well, I think it is, but who cares? It's my show.
Right? we're the judges, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all good. But the magic of this show is the audience's participation, and we welcome it. And if you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, let's have a conversation. 504-260-0995. We're harmless. We're just here to try to help you. Won't ask too many questions, but what we work towards is getting you an answer. The Winning at Life app, we've utilized this for years. It's a way to connect with the audience as well. You can download the app. There is no cost to it. Some would call it complimentary for listening to the show. It's kind of part of being a listener of the show. It'll get you in the Winning at Life Nation. You can text, email, call the show through the Winning at Life app. You can stream it, audio. We've been doing that for an awful long time, but one of the newer things on the back end of 11 years of doing this, because it sure wasn't on the front end, and you can watch the show. You can go on the screen, Facebook Live right there. James and I are on the screen at the moment, waving and saying hi to everybody. And what we ask you to do is go like us, friend us, stream us over there. And what would be great, share it. Share it with somebody and spread your wealth of knowledge with others. How'd you like that, James? Wealth of knowledge.
Oh, yeah, the double entendre. Brilliant. Big fan. Look,
and hey, James, how's it going today?
I would like to say that we plan to replay the Winnies, but I remember when we did this last year, which was the first Winnies, the award show we ever had, we had to try to play this thing three times before we actually got to play it because people kept calling in, and that's good. That's okay if that happens, but I'm saying we're going to try and replay the Winning at Life Awards today. Callers pending. I just have to put a giant caveat in there. Numbers?
Yeah.
Okay.
The number.
Well, heck, I say I'm ready. Let me switch screens here, and here we go. The S&P 500 ended Tuesday just short of a closing record, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite climbed to an all-time high as Bitcoin staged an intraday comeback, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. The blue chip Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 68.61 points, closed at 33,945.58 after posting its best day since March on Monday. Yesterday, as you'll note, the market climbed 0.5% the end of the day at 42. Easy. GameStop shares climbed after the video game retailer said it sold 5 million additional shares, raising $1.13 billion in capital to accelerate growth. The original Reddit favorite meme stock jumped as much as 12.7% today after the company announced the completion of its at-the-market equity offering program that was initially disclosed on June 9th. By afternoon, the daily gain was 10%. GameStop said it will use the proceeds for general corporate purposes as well as investing in growth initiatives and maintaining a strong balance sheet. That is one heck of a balance sheet. Now, you know what I read in between the lines? And hold it, get this. This isn't all, but, you know, back in April, they sold 3.5 million shares and picked up 551 million. So what I'm telling you is this company's got $1.6 billion. Here's what I think they have it for. Of course, strong balance sheet. I get that. When you're full of cash like that. And they sold it at the market, meaning they're just selling shares. Who else did this recently?
AMC. Right.
For purposes of a strong balance sheet. And they stated acquisitions. GameStop kind of left that out. But what do you think they're going to do? Investing in growth initiatives. Okay. Yeah, they're on the hunt for acquisitions. Why not? You've got $1.6 billion. Any bargains out there? Yeah, so that was my surprise of the day. That was really tremendous opportunity they had out there. Going back to, I want to jump back to cryptocurrencies. And I saw where Cramer had said he had already gotten, you know, he's over there on CNBC. And he stated that he had already sold out of cryptos. Why? He thought China was over it. He was right.
If he's right, that's a good reason to do it.
Yeah, so we had cryptos drop below 30,000 today. And our CIO over at Guggenheim had told us a while back it was going to get like this and to expect more volatility as well. So I don't know where this goes, but you have to have a strong stomach to weather through this and hang in there for a while. So this, I don't expect to see this. And it did close up around 32,000 or rise up this afternoon to the 32,000 level, but it had dropped below 30,000 and lost all of its gains for the year. And I still think it's a rough road ahead again. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said it's highly unlikely that inflation will rise to levels seen in the 70s. But acknowledge significant uncertainty as the economy reopens. Fed officials last week increased their median forecast for inflation. They project consumer prices in the fourth quarter of 2021 will rise 3.4% from a year ago. They basically also said, Jerome Powell said, was asked, I'll go back here, Congress spends trillions of dollars, and this is in the Wall Street Journal article here I'm pulling from. When Congress spends trillions of dollars and the Fed prints money, something's got to give, Rep. Mark Green, Republican Tennessee, said. He asked Mr. Powell whether the price increases seen in recent months are the start of something that could be as bad as the 70s when inflation reached double digits. Powell said such a scenario is, and this is a quote, very, very unlikely, in part because the central bank is strongly prepared to use its tools to keep us around 2% inflation. I'm wondering what those tools are. Did he elaborate on that?
Because I agree with you. The toolbox looks a little empty to me, Gregory Ricks. What's he going to do, cut rates or start bond buying?
If you've got concerns about your money, I suggest you take a look at the Invest 50-50 philosophy with a tactical approach. Do you like having your money follow where momentum is? Remember, everything cycles in the markets there, and you've got to have proper asset classes. Most stocks do not outperform 30-day treasuries. Stock picking skews a lower return than using the indices. Exchange-traded funds are lower cost than mutual funds. May well be lower than stock pickings. Problem with stock picking, you're not getting enough diversification. I've seen portfolios come into our office where somebody was stock picking and say, yeah, they have a little bit of small amount of shares of 500 different companies. So what you, somebody went and bought you 500 shares? You know, trying to recreate the S&P 500. Do you realize the hassle of trading or the expense of having 500 different stocks in your portfolio and just having a few shares of each. What a nightmare that is. Oh, you could have went and put your money in a S&P 500 ETF. Name me some fund managers that beat the markets consistently. They don't. If you can't beat them, you know the phrase, join them. That's one of our favorite asset classes. We like stock ETFs. We like bond ETFs. We like some bond alternatives as well. We like fixed index linked investing. Get upside of the market without any downside. So when the market does have those gyrations, like last year losing a lot of money, or go back to 08 or the early 2000s when the market's negative 3 years in a row, to not have any negative impact of your money. But when the market goes up, you get a portion of that upside. And how about a tactical approach that follows momentum? And if there's a black swan effect, like maybe a pandemic, and not have to suffer all of that downside move. That might be why you should take a look at the Invest 50-50 philosophy. Why I think, and I may be biased, but I've been doing this for over 30 years and research and dealing with people, helping people with their money, and always felt they're doing it wrong out there. There has to be a better way to help people grow their money and have it positioned to take income from without it being crushed when the markets go down. You need to call my office, 504-832-9200. Go to gregoryricks.com. Start a conversation. Tell them you want to come in and take a look at the Invest 50-50 philosophy.
We are going to play back the Winnies. Welcome to the Winning at Life Awards. I am your host, James Parker, joined by Gregory Ricks. Guys, it's our 11th anniversary. You can do better than that. There you go. See, a bigger crowd. I brought a bigger crowd today, Gregory. Pretty wild, too. All right, so the Winning at Life Awards is where we tell you who did the best over the past year, and this is all in our opinion. There's no qualitative research. There's no stats on the back of your baseball card. This is all 100% opinions of me and Gregory, but, you know, mostly Gregory. He's kind of the final say on some of this. So we start out with the most popular category from last year. Well, my favorite. Best beer. All right, Gregory. So we have four nominees for best beer. The Gnarly Barley Corova Milk Porter. Now, the guy listening is saying, I don't know which one that is. I'm sorry you don't know which one that is. It's an amazing one, and it's made Gnarly Barley's out of Hammond, Louisiana, right? So it's somewhat of a local brew. And we like those big, thick porters, and that's our favorite out of that one. Number two, Abita Turbo Dog. Number three, the Abita Office Party Holiday Stout. We already had the scandal last year, or can you put a seasonal beer on the list? We decided yes, and it's our awards. And the fourth nominee is Irish Channel Stout. That comes out of NOLA Brewing down on Chapultepec Avenue in New Orleans. And Gregory, the big winner?
I've got a write-in addition to that.
Bring it, bring it.
Lazy Magnolia Southern Pecan.
Oh, see, that was one of the nominees that we had to scrub from the list last year because we didn't want to have five nominees.
Yeah, well, it got put back in.
I can't argue
demand,
against it.
And I tell you what, when you're getting it draft, it's ridiculous. I was over at Mugshots in Gulfport, Mississippi, had lunch at their bar, great burgers. I don't know. They must have had 30 selections, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've got to have something. And then I see the Magnolia Pool, had the beer again, and it's like, oh, my gosh, this is so good. This is so good.
So is that winning the award?
It's a sleeper winner. It was last entry in, and it wins.
Big fan of that one. I'm a big fan of all of these. So
I am too. So it is actually really, really hard. It just, I think it's awesome for all of them to be nominated.
And just so the guy that's listening knows, these beers make a regular appearance. They are all in the rotation of the Winning at Life fridge.
Yes, all absolutely.
Right. Now the next one is Gregory's category, best wine. Best wine. Now, can I force one of my nominees in there?
You've got one in. It just turns out.
Act like it's spontaneous, Gregory. Act like we're just making this up on the go. Yes, Gascon Malbec is my forced entry there.
So what we're trying to do here, and I'll frame it from a wine standpoint, is, gosh, you know, wines, you go in a restaurant, white linen tablecloth, and look at the wine list, and you're going to see, oh, prices can go up quite a bit. More of what we're talking about here is not the $12 bottle of wine, but more like a step up, say, in the $20 price range, where you can get some good flavor, good quality, good experience without spending a lot, but not trying to be on the low end where you get some consistency there.
And it has to be something you can find in stores. You bring stuff back from Napa that I can't buy in the store, so what good would it do to tell the listener about it? None.
Yeah, right? I agree with you. So Gascon, super quality nomination there for a Malbec there. I even correlate it to competing with Cabernets as well. Joel Gott is another solid addition to that. St. Francis, and I'm speaking Joel Gott Cabernet, St. Francis Cabernet is in both those you can find in stores. Okay. I've got a nominee that is difficult to find in stores. It was there and then it was gone. And this is B-side Cabernet.
I don't know that one.
You've not had a chance to taste that.
You're going real heavy on the cabs here, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Hey, if it's the best, it's the best. I figured there'd be a Shiraz or a Carmenere or something else stick in there.
I thought about that too.
It's tough.
You know, I like Sauvignon Blanc. You know, good breakfast wine, huh?
Stop it! You just love saying
white
that.
Wine. I know it cracks people up, gets a laugh every time.
And the winner goes to
Joel Gott Cabernet.
All right, I do know that one. I've had it before. Can't argue against that one. Joel Gott. The next one. This is a pretty easy one. Best spinoff. The nominees are Mortgage Gumbo, and the winner is Mortgage Gumbo. So that's a
solid winner there. Repeat.
Best financial anchor is our next category. There are four nominees, and we didn't do this on purpose, but all four of them are from Fox Business. Did you notice that one? Maria Bart.
I just noticed that.
Right.
All nominees.
Hey, and I watch a little bit of CNBC and a little bit of Bloomberg and a little bit of other channels as well, but these guys, these are my favorite. What am I supposed to say?
They have a tremendous lineup there.
Right. Maria Bartiromo, Stuart Varney, Larry Kudlow, the former Trump economic advisor, and Charles Payne. Out of those four nominees, Gregory, who do you think deserves the Winnie for best?
The newbie is Larry on the list, and I do like his new approach. It's a little bit different, but he also comes from Trump's administration there. But he's not going to win it because there's not enough time on the bench there.
Fair
from
enough.
From that standpoint, and Varney is a favorite, but the hardest working woman in Business News Radio is Maria.
And she gets the Winnie?
Yes.
Oh, see, I felt she was cheated last year. Charles Payne stepped in front of her at the very end there. And Charles Payne totally deserves it as well. But again, Maria Bartiromo is the winner for this year. And anyone who watches that channel can see why. She's literally on. She has a show every day of the week. And I think she has... It's a tie, but the longest show. She's on for 3 hours. And I think there's a couple other hosts that are on for 3 hours, but no one's on longer than her. So she does the longest show possible, Monday through Friday, and then she has a Saturday and Sunday show as well. She has great guests. She's really good at interviews. I like her story selection. She doesn't go into politics too much.
She's on 7 days a week. She's more on more days a week than we are.
The only person I know of.
Yeah.
All right. The next category in the Winnies is the most popular stock. We don't mean the one that had the biggest return, the one that had the most buys and sells on it, but the most popular stock meaning the one, it's like the prom queen. Which one got the most attention through the year? And this is from the last Winnies Award to today. Who would you say is the most popular stock? Our nominees.
Depends on who you're talking to. I've heard rumors that Lululemon is very popular.
Do they get as many headlines as Netflix?
No.
Tesla?
No.
Amazon?
No.
GameStop?
Actually, that one that you just mentioned has jumped in ahead of everybody else just in the past few months.
Oh, it wasn't even on our radar a year ago. And then here it is.
And they stole the Winnie.
All right. And we all know why. It's the Reddit trade. It's the retail traders. It's kind of a revolt here. And the GameStop story is super important. It's not over yet, because if the Redditors can outdo the hedge funds on GameStop and AMC and some of these other stocks, why can't they just keep going down the row and picking new guys? Next category.
I'm excited about this one.
Best guests. Regular listeners to the show will notice we have a rotation of three regular guys that are on the show, usually about once a month. You heard Dwayne Stein in the last hour. He's from Mortgage Gumbo. He's our first nominee. Our next nominee is Jude Heath, the CPA, and he comes on and talks about taxes once a month. And then the third big guest that he gets tons of calls to, Wes Blanchard, the estate planning attorney. Wills, trust, powers of attorneys, those documents, successions. Yeah, we get all kinds of fun stuff for all three of those guys. So out of our three big nominees, the winnie goes to?
Dwayne Stein.
Dwayne, yes.
He does such a great job, such enthusiasm. That's his second winnie today. Is that right?
Yeah, and he still has one more he's nominated for. It's the next category, Best Podcast in the Universe. And he's the first nominee. Mortgage Gumbo is his podcast. The next podcast is The Week in Geek. That happens to also be hosted by a producer of Winning a Life with Gregory Riggs, Dave DeCorbier. The third nominee is the Joe Rogan podcast. Tens of millions of views on each one of his episodes. And then the fourth nominee is the Ask Gregory podcast, put together by you and me.
You might think we're biased here or something, but the winner is
Ask Gregory. Oh, we beat Joe Rogan. I'm so honored. I can't believe it. You know, it's an honor not just to be the best podcast in the South or in America or even in the Western Hemisphere, but the universe, huh? That makes it the honor even bigger. And the fact that we beat out such a popular, good podcast like Joe Rogan and The Week in Geek and Mortgage Gumbo, I'm honored. I don't take this lightly.
It is a big honor.
I don't take this lightly. I will cherish this Winnie Award. I'm going to sleep with it under my pillow. Next one. Most popular question. And that means for the show, obviously. For Winning at Life over the last 12 months, what has the most popular question been? Now you think, well, how could it possibly have changed from last year? Well, it's changed from last year because we had to add questions about the stimulus program. We also had to add in the question, what if the economy collapses or there's hyperinflation? That wasn't so much of an issue in June 2020. Isn't that weird, Gregory? And then the two remaining nominees from last year are, what do I do with this old 401k? And when do I turn on Social Security?
So what was the most popular question this past year?
Well, the one last year that won, last year, or who's the most popular question this year?
No, the most popular question. What you're saying is the one that's asked most often about.
Right, and I know the answer to that one. It's the same one who won last year, Social Security.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was wondering if stimulus had came in there, because we got so much about that in a short period of time.
It's close. Now, last year, actually, Social Security didn't win the Winnie. It had more questions, but the winner last year was, am I ready to retire / do I have enough?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one kind of fell off the whole wagon for this year, understandably so. The next one was easily the toughest category. I can't believe how much time we spent on this, but it's favorite lunch spot. We're such pigs, dude. We love food.
Yeah, and it's hard to just... we have so many that we both love, and we made a change here in as we're tallying this up, and we're breaking it up in kind of three regions.
Yeah, regional makes more sense.
Well, four.
Yeah.
Almost there. New Orleans, we got a... New Orleans Food and Spirits, Spitalis, A Tavola are kind of the three popular ones, and one of them's a new restaurant in the Metairie area, but the winner goes in that area to Spitalis Deli on Division in Metairie, Louisiana.
Half-priced hamburgers on Wednesday.
The Gulf Coast, great lunch places, The Shed, a past winner, isn't it?
Yes.
And then... Mugshots as well. Great burger place, which is fun place to go.
The Shed is a place where I'm glad it's about 55 minutes from my house, because if it was within a 1 mile radius, I would be about 30 pounds heavier and I would have already had a heart attack.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's ridiculous.
So The Shed wins for the coast.
Yeah. That's the winner, The Shed.
And then a very similar restaurant up in Jackson takes the cake with it. We had this discussion. This was actually the easiest.
We're region. In Jackson. This is where we still go.
Yeah. Pig and Pint. It's in the Fondren district of Jackson. If you're in the area, you already know. If not, it has the barbecue that falls apart, just like The Shed. But they also have that weird little tiny bar with all the crazy different beers, some of which I haven't actually tried. And I'm always impressed when you got that.
And in Baton Rouge, Staub's Steakhouse.
Well, this is a tough one because we know a lot
of restaurants. Mike Anderson's Seafood.
Okay, I haven't been there.
And Chimes is hugely popular, and they've got a couple locations there, one just off campus and one just a short distance from our new Baton Rouge office.
Well, the one over here in Covington's not too far from your Mandeville office.
Yeah.
So who's going to get it for Baton Rouge?
Staub's has such an awesome lunch special every day with steak and some sides. It's like, oh my gosh, it's ridiculous. Great steak
so for lunch.
Staub's, awesome lunch. You know, it's like we never have that as a winner. Steak for lunch. I'm good with
all right,
that.
I got to put this on the website later. So okay. Spitali's, The Shed, Pig and Pint, and Staub's.
Yeah.
Okay. Best financial news websites. We get asked this all the time. Where do you get all your news from? Or what's some good websites I can keep track of to keep abreast on financial issues? We added one from last year. So foxbusiness.com, realclearmarkets.com, zerohedge.com, and epictimes.com.
And CNBC has been helping us quite a bit of late, too.
Oh, right. Yeah. I get some good audio from those guys. Who gets the Winnie?
Fox Business.
Yeah, we probably use them the most, but...
But it'd be a shift. It could be a surprise next year.
We get the really cool secret stories from Zero Hedge that no one else is talking about. We get a wider ideological range from Real Clear Markets. And
Epoch is a newer one added to the list that gives us a different view of things as well.
Been very helpful with some of their articles. All right.
We're running out of time.
We'll whip through these. The next Winnie category is biggest financial story of the year. This one was super tough, Gregory. Last year, it was much easier, but we had such a chaotic last 12 months. Our biggest financial stories of the year, the impact of the COVID lockdowns, the restrictions, the stimulus, the whole coronavirus financial impact. Number two, federal spending, which also includes deficits and inflation. Number three, GameStop. And this is basically not just GameStop, but AMC, all the Redditors versus hedge funds battles that are going on right now. And number four, couldn't be denied this one, the skyrocketing price of lumber. And why would we care so much about 2x4s? Go build a house and tell me if it's not important.
Build a porch and tell me it's not
important. Yeah, the guy that built the porch and called in the show. That was
furniture
huge.
Furniture prices dramatically go up. This is tough, but I'm leaning towards the lumber.
Oh, no. I was going to say coronavirus lockdown, but... no, GameStop. No, GameStop already won for popular stuff. No,
you're right. I'm like, it is. The lockdown was the biggest story, hands down. That was because I don't know that lumber has a discussion if we don't have the lockdown. So that's how we got there.
Oh, right. And also, it's kind of dissipated a little bit, but last June and July, that was the thing that was driving our entire
life. Caller of the year.
All right, we have four nominees for this. This was John. Technically, it was via email to info@gregoryricks.com, but he's paying for a house that he and his girlfriend have. She's on the title, and he wants to ask, is there some sort of paperwork he can do to get on the title? And that was just a really touchy subject that I don't know. I mean, you can, but I don't know if you want to
have that conversation.
There was that one. There was Mike in Mobile, who won $100,000 off a scratch-off ticket. Mrs. Sims in New Orleans discovered her husband, who had passed in 2006, was supposed to be receiving a pension this last 15 years, and she's getting a giant lump sum. And the last one was Thomas and Destrahan, who just inherited a big pile of money. And it was a fun discussion. I can't really explain the whole thing, but caller of the year?
Miss Sims.
Miss Sims? Because it's the best story.
It is the best feel-good story. Found money.
Right. She's what?
And everything made right.
She's in her 70s, and she was struggling. She's about to get a big old pile of money that she absolutely deserved.
Yeah.
Last category is our most popular YouTube video. This is going to break the mold because this one's not opinion. We just looked at the YouTube stats and we're trying to figure out what's our most popular call or favorite call. And the stats did not match up with Gregory and I's hearts. So we're going to take the emotion out of this. What were the most popular YouTube videos? Will the windfall elimination provision crush my Social Security? We had a call from Rhonda in New Orleans about that. Number two, what happens with health insurance coverage when you retire early? You know, retiring early, how you fill that gap between being covered by your employer and when Medicare starts. And number three, the third most popular video in the Winning at Life YouTube channel was Lisa in New Orleans. She had a big deferred compensation plan at her job. She was going to get a big fat lump sum, and she Can she defer deferred comp? How does she handle the taxes? Is there any trick she can do to not have to give most of that money to the IRS? That was the third most popular one.
I can see why windfall. That is a very popular Social Security topic on the show.
Well, it has to win because it had the most views, period. Yeah. All right, so that's the 2021 winnings. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Happy birthday to us. All we ask for our birthday, you can give us a gift. Whenever you see us on Spotify or iHeartRadio or Facebook Live or YouTube, do us a favor, hit subscribe and hit share. That's all we ask.
Yep.
All right.
That would be so helpful.
And that is the 2021 Winning It Life Awards, the Winnies. A big thank you to everyone who participated, the nominees, whether you knew you were nominated or not. Thank you for being a part of the Winning It Life Nation. And thank you, the guy listening, because if you don't do this, if you're not there, this show does not continue. So thank you. The only thing we ask in return is that you help us out by telling someone about the show. If you hear someone, if you have a brother-in-law or you have a person at work that has a financial situation and they're not quite sure what to do, well, you know where they can get help. You've been listening to this show. You tell them about Gregory. You tell them about Winning It Life, or if they want to just go ahead and skip the fun part and get right to business, you tell them about Gregory Ricks and Associates. Tell them about GregoryRicks.com. Maybe they can download the Winning It Life app or listen to the show, or call the office directly, 504-832-9200. GregoryRicks.com. You need to check out the events tab there. We got some good events coming up in July. There's an estate planning workshop. We're going to teach you how Medicare works, and there's also a way to make Social Security simple. They're going to teach you all that at events. Go to GregoryRicks.com, the events tab for that. I'm James Parker. We are Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. Gregory Ricks & Associates is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Gregory Ricks & Associates, W.J. Blanchard Law, LLC, J. Heath & Company, and Mortgage Gumbo are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Annuities are insurance contracts designed for retirement or other long-term needs. They provide guarantees of principal and credited interest, subject to surrender charges. Annuity guarantees and protections are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Hypothetical examples have been provided for illustrative purposes only. It does not represent a real-life scenario and should not be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Gregory Ricks & Associates is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute legal or tax advice. Our firm is not affiliated or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Gregory Ricks & Associates. Neither AE Wealth Management nor advisors providing investment advisory services through AE Wealth Management recommend or facilitate the buying or selling of cryptocurrencies. We are Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.